Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and international
call. Interface complete.
Special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Like a yellow mark, I'ma holler at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting high cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack the open, ching ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shorty, just cash cheap. Yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you. That do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your mom's ain't killing me, but I ain't even tripping. Money on my mind, that's my Greyhound ticket. Take it to the bathroom, yeah, you know I'm digging. Like a shovel in the dirt, yeah, that's digging. On the pavement, hard running like John Riggins. Got young bras popping pills, yeah, they dizzing. Want they baby shit, woke up, that's the business. Yellow bras getting money, come and get with it. I'm not gonna stop till I get to the top. Vroom, vroom, fast, Talladega, I rock. Trademark bitch like the rich got stock. Reaching to my pockets, man, I keep a little guap. Your nigga at home like a first round flop. Hating on me cause he'll never be me. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you. That do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Say, shorty, I'm the business, what's with it? In the parking lot, man, I whip it. Come to this money, ma, you know I can't get it. Your nigga at home hate me, yeah, I'm with it. He drink your E&J, Palmer's son, I'm not with it. Broke-ass nigga, I drink, yeah, come get with it. Your bitch on my team, so smooth, I'm grinning. You're blowing up a phone, that button, she in it. In the bedroom, got your girl dumb bending. 7 deuce dolphins, so you know I'm dumb winning. My game is so smooth, like a smoothie, I'm blending. Swag so tough, in the scene like a bus. Yeah, Jay Bettis getting bitches, putty lettuce. They niggas straight sweated, Lex Luger, I flex it. In the baddest box, getting money big like Texas. North High, rapper, and you haters need to exit. Why?
You see, I never met no chick like you. That do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Niggas right there holding it down. We're gonna start this thing off right. This is motherfucking bitch ass niggas on the internet tonight. Y'all know what I'm saying? Representing, man, you know, doing a real big. Got a couple of headlines I'm gonna read to y'all and shit, man. You know, get this shit started properly. You know what I'm saying? And while all these motherfucking internet gangsters and shit out here, pranked ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Fuck ass niggas. Bill Gates walking and shit, sending me fuck ass YouTubes. Fuck ass bullshit. But today, man, we're gonna motherfucking get into some real shit. I gotta get one more song for all you fuck ass niggas who, you know what I'm saying, be looking at my motherfucking YouTube and leaving comments on all 50 of my motherfucking videos. 50 plus bitches, cause I got more, you whole ass niggas. But it will tell you bitches a little bit better, though. Take a motherfucking picture. fag ass niggas. Pussies.
It's good, everything great. Florida Terrace.
Representing the 813, but don't forget, man, we represent motherfucking music all the way around the world, and I do mean the world. Shouts out to DJ Party Time. Check him out at the Party Zone 33929, holding it down for Reggae the Game Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do. It's what we do. And just to read y'all definition, according to the Urban Dictionary, you know what I'm saying, UrbanDictionary.com. A motherfucking internet gangster, you know what I'm saying, is one who uses the internet as a front for acting like a tough guy gang member, usually because they're hoping to gain the respect that they lack in their real life. Yeah, sometimes say things like, y'all white-ass crackers would get shot if you came to my hood, nigga, when they are really just a skinny middle-class white loser who lives with their mom in the suburbs. For excellent examples of internet gangsters, check out Yahoo chat rooms, groups, Gangland Room, and also YouTube. Oh, man, you motherfuckers is a trip, man. Shouts out to Urban Dictionary, man. And, yeah, y'all want to add your own funny-ass words, you know what I'm saying? Go and add it to the UrbanDictionary.com, guaranteed. You will find some funny shit up on that mofo there. That mofo there. But, yeah, man, true definition of internet gangsterism is look on the YouTube for a nigga named Chester Peter. whatever his fucking ass name is, looking for another name out the building, or whatever the fuck his name is. Look up Seal J, whatever the fuck that nigga name is, and G.I.P., I.G.P., I.P.G., however the fuck say that bitch name. Look up that gay ass shit on YouTube, and then you'll see how much fuck ass niggas waste time on being internet gangsters and shit instead of being out on their motherfucking grind. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all can check my YouTube. You know what I'm saying? A little, just a outside response, nothing major. You know what I'm saying? Just to let these fuck ass niggas know, you know, I stay on my motherfucking grind. I don't have time to be sitting around, putting together YouTubes and all this fuck shit for you bitch ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hoes, man. So the whole Mill Nation, Mill Gay Nation, you know what I'm saying? You fuck ass niggas, nobody don't see you motherfuckers, dog. All them old fake ass bitch nigga threats that you motherfuckers making and shit, man, please. It's just as virtual as you niggas is talking. And it's virtual, nigga. Puss ass niggas coming in trying to talk big words and shit, talking some burl. Stupid ass motherfuckers. Anyways, y'all, let me give you some top headlines real quick because, I can't, goddammit. America's healthiest and unhealthiest states. The state ranked first has low obesity and child poverty rates and a high number of doctors. Let's see who's at the top and bottom five, y'all. Let's go ahead and click on in this. And did y'all know Obama visited his half-brother in Beijing? I ain't know that bitch had a half-brother, but all right. Shout out to the potheads and everybody else that we got around. Let's see, the annual ranking looks at 22 indicators of health, including everything from how many children receive recommended vaccinations to obesity and smoking rates to cancer deaths. This is all funded by the insurer of United Health Group. Vermont is ranked first this year thanks to its low rate of obesity, high number of doctors, and a low rate of child poverty. New England, in general, sets a benchmark for the country. All six New England states are in the top 10. These states have favorable demographics and an excellent public health and infrastructure, including a large number of doctors per capita, which Americans don't have, a large number of motherfucking doctors that care. All you motherfuckers just want to get, you know what I'm saying, get body parts off of motherfucking and store shit up. What the fuck wrong with y'all? 8 of the 10 bottom-ranked states are from the South, of course, with Mississippi coming in dead last for the 9th consecutive year. Mississippi has a sky-high death rate from heart disease and high infant mortality. In general, residents of these states are more likely to be smokers or to be obese. They also have found worse health insurance coverage, fewer physicians per capita, and live in areas with high violent crime and more child poverty. Yeah, that's the South. It's being from the South to the North. You know what I'm saying? White folks live in the North. Niggas live in the South. Or motherfucking crackers that just can't live in the motherfucking North. Live their ass in the South amongst everybody fucking else. And this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? So, according to the report, it was meant to draw attention to public health issues, particularly the twin challenges of smoking and obesity. While the smoking rate has decreased in the past 20 years, nearly one in five Americans still smoke. More than one quarter of American adults suffer from obesity, a condition that reported estimated will cost $344 billion in health care costs by 2018. You know what I'm saying? So this is said by Reed. We are about to deliver a tsunami of preventable chronic illnesses that will come pouring into the medical care delivery system. Right, and let's see, let's skip down. The five healthiest states are Vermont, Utah, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and New Hampshire. Yeah, for the states with the worst rankings, Mississippi decreased by 28% last year, and its incidence of infectious disease decreased by 36% by 2003. Louisiana is ranked 47th. Preventable hospitalizations decreased by 11% since last year, and the smoking rate is down 5 percentage points in 5 years. Yeah. Let's see. The state is 97% Caucasian and research has shown that health outcomes can be worse for racial and ethnic populations, as well as those with lower incomes and education levels. It also helps that every pediatrician in Vermont accepts Medicaid, and the benefits extend to families who earn up to 300% of the poverty line. Basically, they take care of their own. And that's what we don't do here, well, at least in Tampa. Definitely not in Florida, I should say. And, you know, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to live your life, man, and do what you do. So let me get into another song. This is to all you haters out there. Fuck what you heard.
Fuck what you heard.
Right goddamn man is motherfucking antisocial, dog.
Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends.
Hey, quick commercial break. Coming back with some more music, more hits.
That's why I
Internet Gangster Wednesdays. Internet fag ass gangsters out there. Fuck me.
Would sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Bush cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah, let's make one quick call with my dog Mo. See what.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
You other fuck niggas, man. This ain't nothing but good fuck you hating ass niggas music right here. You know what I'm saying? It's real nigga music, real nigga radio. It's just Wrecking the Game Radio. Doing it real big, man. So motherfucking refreshing ass bridge and shit. Keep refreshing, but you know, it's how we do, man. Let's go ahead and get into another track. This right here is Fat Boy Fresh. Featuring motherfucking Tom G. Just mad at me because I know a lot of you faggot ass haters out there mad at me for smashing your motherfucking YouTube and shit. Step your game up.
Is it ever
rich
so cold? Is it ever
whip
so cold? Is it like a
whip
so cold? Is it like a whip so cold?
Fresh, head on tech. Keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck. Riding the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bevel got the colic. Ain't nothing but the pneumonia, give it antibiotics.
My charm so icy, my chain so heavy. The haters don't like me.
You can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper.
Crazy that my wrist so cold.
Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, ass nigga, hoes on me like fleas. Flat full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, love scared. I ain't trippin', need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the strip club, hoes, see my click, get loud. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes.
Is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold?
Free. You would never catch you where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hit a negative, but it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The boy well kept, see for yourself. Different barrel kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying, and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches.
All right, I gotta send shouts out to the 186 point deuce up in this motherfucker who made a special song for Fag Nation, you know what I'm saying? AKA Fag Nation, whatever the fuck y'all wanna call yourself, Mill Fag Nation, whatever the hell, Millgate Walkie, fuck ass niggas in there singing in a goddamn half a bedroom fucking apartment and shit. In and out with a motherfucking camera and shit like you bitches got it on Zoom and shit, but it ain't even on Zoom. It's just fat nigga behind the motherfucker stepping in fast and stepping out fast, was as fast as his fat ass can move. You know what I'm saying? To try to make a fucking special effect, you stupid ass bitches, man. Y'all punk asses off. This is a one night stand. It's my motherfucking Goofy Bone Straight Low Records on San Jose, California, 408. Yeah. 813 to the 408. Fucking you motherfucking haters up all the way in between. Bitch ass niggas. Fuck you.
This is a 186.2 exclusive.
Play a little game for
one night.
Yeah!
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do
one
it for one night.
Night. Stay.
And the watch you.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night. This the last time, motherfucker.
Them Milwaukee Bucks.
Nice.
Damn.
Them Milwaukee Bucks, man, they at it again. Talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. Jay Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't lying.
That's right. Let's go, please.
A one night stand means you got a hoe. Your one night stand shows you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake ass rhyming. The only hoes I see is Jay Will playing ghetto.
Yeah.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
From city to city and state to state, I fuck every hoe throughout the interstate. So how you gonna tell me about a one night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man? Bruce Scott thought your niggas was something. When the beef all started, found your niggas was nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us together, they know you broke to me. So Jay Wills, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck
one,
a big fucking
nine.
Curve at the front.
Yeah,
come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Oh man, lamest video on YouTube, people. Platinum Grills by Miss G.I.P., I.G.P., whatever that fat bitch name is. Platinum Grills, y'all. She talking about she tongue ride, she tongue ride assholes and shit, y'all.
But you got no choice, quit lying, my friend. No torch, quit lying, my friend. How the hell you gonna rep a gold chain when you don't got couches in your house, man? Always trying to diss me when you should look in the mirror and see what we see. Broke niggas on the come up with Goodwill clothes, still talking like chumps. Always trying to make some noise when your one night stand is you fucking your boys. Keep making your YouTube videos while I'm fucking hoes.
One night stand, bro.
Come on.
Just one night,
let's go.
Go
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Come on. Go do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
See who's real and you see who's fake. Bitches.
This is what killed me. Miss G.I.P., I.G.P. got a video that she calling herself the Platinum Goddess or Platinum Grills, whatever. People, look at the YouTube video. Go and check out Platinum Grills YouTube video. The video, first of all, I mean, you niggas is recording in a closet. Turn the closet light on. I mean, apparently you motherfuckers know that you so fucking ugly, they don't mind want to see you bitches in the fucking studio anyways. Or you don't really want to show how broke and small that closet that you three bitch, fat bitches is motherfucking recording in. That is amazing to me how y'all motherfuckers can all fit up in there. But, you know, apparently this is, you know, modern technology and the walls must expand when she come in the booth or something because, yeah. But, it's a little thing called a lamp, motherfucker. You niggas need to invest in that shit. You know what I'm saying? $5 lamps, Walgreens, anybody carry the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Call lighten up your goddamn studio or Foolio, whatever the fuck y'all call that shit. But, yeah. I mean, down here in Tampa, man, we got plenty of places where you can go and record at. You niggas need, you know what I'm saying, come down here and really step your motherfucking game up. Get out your grandma's motherfucking linen closet. You know what I'm saying? Trying to motherfucking, man, y'all fucking heads. Fucking hoes, man. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people, for the whores that take over the internet and do the internet gangster shit like Soulja Boy and other weak-ass motherfuckers who use this goddamn vast communication device to, you know what I'm saying, spread the gay-ass lullabies and shit. Faggot-ass niggas. Anyway, let me get into my motherfucking doll, this motherfucking creep. Tell your faggot-ass niggas to get your hands up, bitch. Shouts out my nigga Creep, man. Check him performing live. Shit, down there every Tuesday night for the karaoke / open mic night. All new at the Coco's Lounge on Hillsborough 40th Street. Your boy DJ Smell So Good on the ones and twos holding down for all indie artists. You know what I'm saying? Your shit is played in the club. I play everybody's shit in the club. Six Figures, Goofy, Bone, Red Shades, Mo Blue. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with me, I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's some real nigga shit. Middle finger to all you faggot ass haters out there, you know what I'm saying? It's going down like this. And I gotta, you know, pay for some sponsors real quick, y'all hold on.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
That just do trip me out how to read online, because... A lot of you crazy motherfuckers out there, man. Yeah. All right, people. Y'all already know what time it is. Coming up in about 25 minutes, man, we got a motherfucking nutty news of the day that we're going to be getting into, you know what I'm saying? Some real funny, crazy shit today, you know what I'm saying, going down on the news. Read that definition, you know what I'm saying, of what a motherfucking internet gangster is, just for all y'all motherfuckers out there who don't know. Internet gangster is one who used the internet as a front for acting like a tough guy gang member or Millgate Nation, usually because they are hoping to gain the respect of DJ Smells So Good or Goofy Bone or Ceddy J or the whole trilateral that they lack in their real life. Yeah. And so that's basically what them hoes is, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a prime definition of you hoes, man. Niggas is fronting, man. You niggas is trying to hide behind a goddamn fucking bunch of pixels and shit. You know what I'm saying? When you niggas is a bunch of pixies and shit. Fag ass, fairy ass niggas, man, please. And your bitch, that's a damn shame. Your bitch sound better than y'all, though. I will say that. The YouTube was fuck ass as shit. I mean, darker than bitch midnight, but, you know, and she ain't have no message, but the bitch harmonized better than you hoes, ho-ass niggas in harmony, or ho-thugs in harmony. Fuck-ass niggas, man. You need to let your bitch motherfucking lead for you, fat-ass niggas, do some backup singing or something, because you fuck niggas is crazy.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah, that's what I say, man. That's what I say. Let me get into some new shit, though. This motherfucking Gino, some shit he did with, featuring T-Pain, and this is called I Be Everybody. I be everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. It's Regular Game Radio. Starship Smelly Prize. Shouts out 186. Deuce Goofy Bone 408 in the building. We're going real big, y'all. Oh, Ken and Kareem jumped up off and in. That's what's happening. What's happening?
Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know what we represent, man.
Yeah, see you display the right look, infiltrate the right move, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a slob. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks, he don't got a problem, staying home without a goal. Got a POS whip, and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash, sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass nigga, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass, earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black Kennedy catches envy, but they live and learn. Turn heads when I ball like a game at Rucker Park. I'm a bard from the rest, roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every time the rim is in my front yard.
Many people claim to know, but misinterpret they dreams, think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drop. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me, get these shots to the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not. More like a G, riding dirty, look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rip it on the street. Every day that we wait, till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated fiend, and I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing, sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it, whether broke or getting rich. You could think what you want, I'll just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know
I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every time the rim is in my front yard.
I
can take a chance and be myself. Yeah. And all I can do is be like,
world, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the dubs on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. Why don't think giving toast the best fine wine? And that Cuba would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think? You could link or could go off course. That's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You could be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live. In my front yard, I'm a baller, baby.
Yeah, that shit there make you want to sing something, you know what I'm saying? Right there, that's a motherfucking Gino that be everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I got somebody hailing me from the 813 wants to come up on board the motherfucking Starship, so let me go ahead and beam somebody on 813. Hold on one quick second. El Segundo, and I should bring you on. Before I bring this call on, I got to let you motherfuckers know, man.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right, there we go. And with that announcement being said, let me get my beams on. My damn transporter beam, man. Timmy, get your punk ass out of here playing with the button. All right, let's see if we can do this. Damn transporter beam, man. What's going on? Damn, hard beaming and shit. 813, what's happening?
Hey, what it do, man? This is your boy Vision, you know what I'm saying? Representing that Tampa Bay.
You know right, Vision up in the hills. What's happening, Pepper?
Man, I'm just chilling, bro, you know what I'm saying? I was rocking with y'all boy last night at the club, man. Party time and all y'all, man, you feel me?
Yeah. Oh, matter of fact, where the damn CD at? Let's see here, where's the music? Yeah, I took everybody's shit home last night. Let's see, Picasso, K. Jones, Puppet Master, South Mob.
Yeah, that's the Vision, she's certified.
Bonnie Von Shea.
That's my homie. Yeah. She on the song too.
Oh, you gave me that, Devonny.
Devonny
Vashedo.
Yeah, he gave it to too. He promoted it too. And Puppet made the beat. That's him singing on the hook. On the She Certified song.
Yeah, you gave me just a diss though.
Yeah, it was like a single, and it had the sticker on it that said She Certified.
All right, then, what the hell did I do with it? I know I grabbed everybody's shit. I don't know. I had to check back at the club, cause I thought I scooped everybody's shit up for that fight. Got everybody else's, so I know that's weird. We have it. Downside Players. And Bots. You ain't got no, you ain't on Puppet Master joint on this mixtape.
I think he is. I'm on the, but I think it's just his mixtape though. He got him.
Yeah, that's what he gave me.
Is everybody on that?
The James Anthony Puppet Master mixtape.
Yeah. He just dropped. That's just his mix though. I don't think I'm on that one.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I gotta check. I haven't even seen it.
All right. Well, yeah, I appreciate you, Daniels, for coming through, because once I get the track, I'm In fact, let me try to get that.
You got it, the old one. You got the spin one with Strizzo. I did. The old track. You probably don't got that one, though.
With Strizzo?
Yeah,
I had to. Heard nothing from Stro ass and don't know how long.
I know. Yeah, it was an old track I did with Strizzo. It was probably, I got hundreds, I got 50s, but I'd rather spend the dub. It was like a joke. Put them up, got money to spend. Put them up, got money to spend.
Part of the time I might have that one. I'm knowing.
Yeah.
You be having a lot of stuff that, you know what I'm saying, I be having, but then I be not lost in the heat. Got the backup of it, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. If anything, I just, I could bring you,
Oh, yeah, unless you sitting at the house and you can email it to me. I mean,
yeah, I ain't even bought a computer. But what I can do, matter of fact, while you saying that, I could call my people. So I could have them email it to you right now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that'll be a lot easier than all the shit I'm finna have to go through.
For sure, for sure. Let me get a pen real quick.
So how you like tonight though? That was your first night coming out?
Yeah, that was my first night coming on a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was real nice. I really see it growing in something, you know what I'm saying, bigger and stuff.
Yeah, we ain't trying to do that everybody else open mic night bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
I don't actually do
something for the indie artists, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else is trying to get motherfuckers up in there, take money from them and shit. But they don't go nowhere. Niggas ain't recording. Niggas ain't, you know what I'm saying, making no mixtape for the, no nothing, just nothing.
Nothing.
Like nothing.
Bro.
And everybody, I done DJed at damn near everybody open mic night. Blue Shark, Upper Level, fucking, that was the main ones that was doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like Level 3, you know what I'm saying, used to try to do their little shit, man. They just brought, but the only thing I cuss all this out is about is you have to bring a fan, though. You have to. That was your first time. The next time, you should at least have your cousins or somebody come and check you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
two people,
because we recording live. Yeah, we recording live. So, I mean, like Villa Mom, they come in there. That's cool. It's like 10 of y'all and shit. That's cool. But you have no fans. So, to see 10 motherfuckers up on stage for 30 minutes, that defeats the whole
thing. Yeah, place. You know, like when you got a clip like that, you should have your like them people in the front. Like if they came
right.
with you.
And this is what we're gonna enforce. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers come in big groups, you know, and they pull that slick shit, you know what I'm saying? Because they'll have it was Takeover, okay. He put his CD in, did his two songs, but he part of Villa Mob. Then Venom come up, you know what I'm saying, do his two songs, but he part of Villa Mob. And then Jersey come up, do his two songs, but he part of Villa Mob. And then the whole Villa Mob come up and do a song.
Wow.
And stay on stage, though, that whole time. You can't, come on, we are recording.
Trying to be like
Wu-Tang or something, you know what I'm saying? But you got to break that shit up, you know what I'm saying? You got to be fair to everybody, man. And
bro. For sure,
that's
kind of
not
man.
What's happening, you know what I'm saying? But all good. We learning with every single Tuesday night. We getting, you know what I'm saying, better and better.
How long y'all been doing the Tuesday nights?
It's our third Tuesday.
Oh, third Tuesday night.
We putting it in, you know what I'm saying? And we just got the flyers out. That's with no flyer advertisement. None of them other motherfuckers is doing, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no flyer advertisement with nobody. We got
bro. I get to my people. I had them put on the website and promoted as well, man.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for them to do now is to send me the actual.
You give me the flyer, bro. I put it like on my MySpace. I had, you know what I'm saying? I get a lot of hits on my page. And what you doing on the 29th? Do you work on Sunday night on the 29th?
We got the. Well, hold on. Let me beam somebody in real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, 512-813, you in the motherfucking building. It's DJ Party Time, and hold on, 512-512. Motherfuck. Hold on. Trees?
Yeah, it's me.
Motherfucking Trees. That nigga remembered. 512 in the motherfucking building. I forgot where the hell you from, but goddamn, I remember the name, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah, there we go. home of Hit Bush with a Shoe State. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing that at the end of the month. People, don't forget. Get y'all looking for in the mail. I'm sending out free patented leather shoes. And, you know, y'all can hit Bush. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a national Hit Bush with a Shoe Day. And we just need to meet all up in Texas. You get that, you get a free shoe. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Yeah,
but what's happening, Miss Treason? Say what's up. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Vision on the line. You know what I'm saying? One of the artists out of 813 holding it down real big.
Okay, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, Trees. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine.
Connected with Texas right here. There's Texas in the
building. Oh, there's Texas right here. Okay. Yeah, I need to come out there and get chopped and screwed.
In fact, you listen to that, Trees? You listen to Chopped and Screwed music?
Every now and then, yeah.
Some niggas, ever since Michael Watts died, man, niggas don't know how to chop the screw.
Swish
up. Niggas chop that shit up more. It be screwed more than it's chopped up. It's like,
yeah, it be screwed more than chopped, yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. to my nigga motherfucking Michael Watts. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the whole Swisher House, because trendsetters in the motherfucking game of at least chopping the music up. But Dirty South, we responsible for slowing that shit down. Yes.
Yeah.
We've been slowing music down since we had tape decks, and I mean little tape players. You take that little screw, turn that bitch backwards, and your old goddamn little player will play that regular tape slowed down. Oh, yeah. Throw back. That's how we got down.
See, they don't know nothing about that, though.
They don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing.
We learned that back in the days when the batteries were dying and our stuff.
Exactly. Then niggas purposely got dead batteries and shit. No, let me get them batteries, man. You get about 30 minutes off of it, but it'd be slowed down for about 30 minutes. Slower and slower.
Yeah.
Vision, this your boy Party, man. Great show last night, man. That's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. What it do, homie? Man, good seeing
you. Hey, Party, you got his music, don't you?
Yeah, I got his music.
Oh, okay. I know it was on. You got it, then, because I know it was only one copy back there, so either I got it, you got it.
Yeah, he gave it to us last night. I enjoyed it. Like I said, you know, it was a lot of positives in the situation last night. But like I said, it was a learning moment for us all. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, I enjoyed it and look forward to many more.
Oh yeah, man. I really see it evolving into something big, bro. Like I was just telling, you know what I'm saying? It smells good. I'm gonna help promote it too as well. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I got another dude with the DVD, so I could have him come in there too. Put it on a DVD too. We'd be out in St. Pete, so you know what I'm saying. You can get people coming from St. Pete and Lakeland too. So you know what I mean. People like
that's so many ideals, man. To really, you know what I'm saying, benefit the indie artists, man. It's just got to.
Oh yeah, man.
Put them in the works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
bro.
Saying,
I send my text messages out to people.
Vision Management Inc. MySpace.com/QueenKJ1. Is that right? KJ1? K Jones.
What's that mean?
Well, K Jones.
Nah, Vision.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. K and Kareem. Shouts out to K and Kareem. She got a show tonight at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. Anybody want to check that show out? You know what I'm saying? It's calling number 718-506-1612. 718-506-1612. She's located out of Las Vegas, Nevada. She got her own show that she does. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. So 9:30 Pacific Standard Time is, I think, like 12:30 at night for us. So if y'all catching that, you know what I'm saying, you can go ahead and tune into that. It's going down. Trying to wait on this one song. I got some new pop I'm actually about to play on the show. And shouts out to K Jones, man, because she came through and added a whole twist on to the night, you know what I'm saying, with the new pop thieve and everything, you know what I'm saying? But we need that for the Bay, though. We need, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got shit but rap coming out the damn Bay, you know what I'm saying? And goddamn Javon Black. That's it. I mean that's it. And he ain't even getting all the love that he's, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be getting and shit. Wasn't even on the last damn show. And it would, and they put other motherfuckers who really didn't even deserve to be on that bitch, honestly. I mean, the street buzz Tom G had didn't warrant him to be on the last damn show. You know what I'm saying? Lil Key and Javon Black, I mean, they shit been, I mean, in rotation on the radio heavily for over a year. You know what I'm saying? Up until now, where it's just starting to kind of fizz out a little bit. But shit, for the whole last year, it wasn't just all you heard was that little mama or that shorty tear it up for the whole fucking year.
Yeah, I talked to Lil Cuz on last night about that, and I also got them about their artists, I mean, where their promotion flies, because they up there misprinting a lot of stuff on there. But he also was letting us know we still have the R. Kelly event on the 29th earlier, so we got a couple of events we have to decide what we want to be through, because, you know, we supposed to get our press passes to the event.
Yeah, we damn sure need that, because I don't want no fucking tripping. Oh, matter of fact, Vision on the 28th, you asked me about the 29th. But the 28th.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah, it was a mixtape party at Club Nouveau, too. Everybody going to be there, too. Dirty Gang, Rated R. So it's going to be crazy, because it's got the Rated R event. I mean, not the Rated R, but the R. Kelly event. And the mixtape party with all the people on that y'all knew. So it's going to be crazy, like, you know, how the event going to turn out. But I think it's going to be. It's going to still be straight, though, because it's like, you know, all the artists got their own personal invites coming to it.
Yeah, well, we probably will be checking out old R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying?
I already know, bro. I already know.
Yeah, we'll vibe with him and shit, try to cover that event. And, that's the biggest thing, really, for me for that day. So, I mean, yeah, we of course, I'm, you know, anything with John.
Where's R. Kelly event at?
What, the Underground?
Underground. That's going to be hosted by Javon Black, Lil Key, Floyd Joy, and a couple others. We are specially invited guests, so might as well go ahead.
Yeah, I might
I agree with Smelly on that case about Lil Key and Javon not being on last damn show. That's like an insult because, like I say, they are getting a lot of radio play and a lot of publicity. And I mean, no disrespect to Tom. I like his music and everything. That's my homeboy. But like I say, he's just basically being put in there as a connection.
Because motherfuckers like him and shit. You know, that's one thing I don't. You know, as a DJ, there is no likeness in the game. You know what I'm saying? There's no likeness for another DJ, for another artist. And then that's why you're going to put him over the other artist. Because, you know what I'm saying, over talent. You know what I'm saying? Or over street buzz. Really, and that's the whole key thing about it, is street buzz. And Tom ain't been buzzing in the streets until this I Got Problems. And that's not even buzzing in the streets. I ain't played that in the club one time yet. It's not on none of my mixtapes. You feel me? So it's like, come on, man. Where's the real street buzz at? And it ain't nobody coming and asking me for that song on a mixtape.
Wow.
Nobody. I'm serious. Nobody. I mean, I heard it, and I don't get me wrong. I have heard it in the streets. You know, a couple of people call and slow it down. But I mean, as far as how hard y'all playing that shit on the radio, motherfuckers come and ask me for that Miss Becky bullshit. I want Teddy, and that shit ain't even on the radio. You feel me? And they asking for that bullshit more than they asking for everybody. Really? I put her over everybody, and I wouldn't. She helped to say that she's last damn show worthy, though, because the song is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? She feeding off of a song that is already made hot on the radio.
Yeah.
And then just because you're putting a female version to it, it just don't even make no sense, though.
That's crazy.
She talking about Teddy, and then he talking about Becky. Becky, people, if y'all don't know what the fuck he talking about, Becky means blowjob. I want a blowjob. Suck my motherfucking dick. Okay? Teddy don't say nothing about giving me no motherfucking head. Take me to the room or take me to the hotel. What the fuck is T for? What the hell? Who the fuck is Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when you make a response to somebody's song, have meaning to what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, they even saying in their song. You singing something totally opposite about what the fuck he talking about. No fucking Teddy. What the hell? Nigga's name ain't no nigga named Teddy and shit. What the fuck you get some Teddy shit from?
Hey, to each his own idea, because like I say, but everybody what they like.
They need a female response. That's the whole key thing to it. Every song like that needs a female response to it, and it's all on who jumps out there first and go ahead and make that response. She was just the first one to respond to the call.
Lake County,
not
Florida.
Saying that not saying that the song was hot or anything. She jumped on the song at a time where Becky is smashing the radio right now. So it's only appropriate. There's no female response to it. There you go.
Now, I like the remix they had last night. I mean, the other night where they had the combination of Becky and Teddy remix.
Yeah, that where he kept on the flip-flop. Yeah, I heard that, a little Mega Mix flip-flop.
Yeah. It's like they was actually competing.
Yeah. Shouts out to 186 Point Deuce. I got San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Chilling in on the bridge, doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down.
He's a goofy out there. I ain't heard him all day.
Yeah, man. He up now. What the? Oh, I forgot. Damn, man.
He up there with Timmy?
K. Jones. Yeah, man. You know, he chilling with his goddamn affirmative action going on. Leaving goddamn retarded.
Hey!
On the fucking. Get your ass off. Get your ass over there. Sorry, y'all. I got affirmative action that goes on, and we had to hire a couple of retarded kids in order to fill our quota, fill our space quota and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a certain number of retarded kids in space.
Yeah, no discrimination. We don't want no actions against us.
Yeah, it's the Space Affirmative Action Program. You know what I'm saying? SPAP. And that's my motherfucking nigga right there, Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Holding down, big-ass head and shit. Fucking pushing buttons when he just rolled by. But it's all good. Appreciate it. Now y'all smart ass and know out there too, man, you know.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, in this case, you know, anybody want to come on here like they Doogie House MD or some shit, you know what I'm saying? That is not needed on this show. So let me, because actually y'all was at the top of the hour, and I ain't got nothing to fucking smoke. So it's going to be kind of nutty news for real today, boy. Shit. And I mean shit. But, I'm going to play Mr. John New real quick. Y'all stick around because I got Miss K. Jones coming up, too. I'm going to get to some K. Jones. And it's real. Hit up, do me a favor, everybody. Hit up Mile 94.1 whenever you get a chance. Request this song, 727-578-9941. And ask for Super D featuring Jonu. The song is called Take It On Down. And trying to smash this record, y'all. It's playing in the clubs. Just need to really get it heavily in rotation on the radio. Let's go. Coming right back at you.
Jonu, this is
DJ. All right, so this is Metal Prize, Wrecking the Game Radio.
Are you the mixer yet?
Your DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
got him in the zone. Mama so bad, he grew thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love zone. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a dope boy, dream, I have a path addicted. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, being super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he's making on the click. Mama so wet, my juice box, trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor claim. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, I knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
Alright, y'all, y'all already know what time it is, man. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Like I say, don't believe what the fuck I say. You know what I'm saying? Go read it for yourself. Yeah, man. And this news comes to you all the way around the world, straight from the 813, all the way across every section of the states, across every borough and every country. Of everywhere, man, it is going down. Check it out. Yeah, man, it's business time, y'all. Before I get into the Nutty News today, let me kick y'all a couple of Bay Area little specials that's going on. We got Body Design presents November Knockdown, $10 on select tattoos, or you got $10 to $20 piercings. For further details, call Body Design Tattoos located on 10-10418 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33612. Hit them up at 813-931-5701. All right. And then we got the Smooth and Soulful Sunday Nights. And that's going down 2016 Town Center Boulevard, Brandon, Florida. It's the BoomerangMartiniBar.com. More info, 813-655-1700. And we've also got Ladies' Night Out. Every Thursday night at the Coco's Lounge, which is the old Apollo, you know what I'm saying, off of 40th and Hillsborough Avenue, drink specials, $10 wells all night, $20 top shelf all night, music by DJ Pond, hosted by Jit and P.O., ladies get in free till 12, and free barbecue, why that shit lasts.
And why that shit lasts.
Yeah, yeah, cause you know niggas with free food, boy, that's the habit.
Well, we say you
One that. What the hell is
they
that?
Get there early.
I don't know that. And last but not least, going down Wednesday, November 25th at Legends Sports Bar, 1339 East Fletcher Avenue. Tickets in advance are $10, $12 at the door. Students with ID, $8. So get your tickets early. They live video. It's, you know, for more tickets and info, hit up Dreadlock the City. Shouts out to Dread at 813-846-8549. Or you can check out Dreadlock. It's Dread, L-O-C, DreadlockTheCity.com, MySpace.com/DreadlockTheCity. Hit up PoisonDartSound.com. And this is the All Island pre-Thanksgiving Explosion Part 2. So wear your colors, bring your flags, and rep your island. Repping Trinidad is DJ Spice. You're repping Jamaica is Poison Dart. Repping the Virgin Islands, Soldier Sound. And repping Haiti is DJ Mix, special guest Savage. And that is your motherfucking entertainment news, goddammit. All right, people, we got to get into this real news, though. Nutty News of the Day. Y'all want to read it for yourself, go to nuttynewstoday.com. And don't think I'm just putting you on. Because shit I'm about to read, it's going to get a little nutty. A little nutty. And today's porn music is provided by Debbie Does Dallas. Debbie Does Dallas porn music. Make sure you go and get your latest porn. All right, y'all, we're going to take this thing. Shouts out to Easy Rider, because we're going to Pennsylvania in his motherfucking back door, y'all. Well, yeah. A woman has demanded to be arrested and put in prison. She is definitely not a black. Yeah.
Definitely.
We don't need to beg, you know what I'm saying? There's no demanding in the hood. Shit. I demand you not take me to jail for running a stop sign on my bicycle. Yeah. All right. All right. Anyways, an intoxicated Carlisle woman went to the Cumberland County Prison. Damn, she went to the prison and demanded to be arrested so she could help the prisoners inside. Yeah. Police in Middlesex Township said Janet L. Ritter, 67, pulled into the prison parking lot at 4:19 p.m., locked her car and left the headlights on, then went to the jail's front door and demanded to be admitted. While she didn't get into the prison, police said Ritter was charged with drunken driving, public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, yeah, and trespassing. Damn. Bitch, you tore up at 4 in the afternoon? The fuck you drinking on? Damn, boy. They ain't stupider than the cop calling the police on his motherfucking self, so.
You know his address?
Yeah, no. You know his address? Oh, sir, I don't know where I live at. Bitch, stay next to the police station. All right, y'all, let's go to motherfucking Cali. Shouts out to Redding, California. Well, a police search yields a fugitive imposter. Yeah, because two men were arrested, including one man who police say pretended to be a fugitive. How the fuck you go to... Hold on, people. I'm sorry. You have to take a brief interruption. Anytime I read comments like that, y'all, you already know.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Straight up. I mean, damn. All right, y'all, let me crank my goddamn music back up. Stupid motherfuckers. Crazy. What the hell is going on with people these days, boy? All right, the new music is provided to you by Taboo Porn. Get your Taboo Porn music. I don't know, shit. I don't know how the hell I found it. I got it, though. Porn music. Here we go, people. Get back into it. All right, where it says, two men were arrested, including one man who police said pretended to be a fugitive. Because after an hour long, what the hell happened to my damn music? Did my shit start? Oh, my bad. Oops. So we're being high dust to you people. Only smoke weed. The two men were arrested, including one man who police said pretended to be a fugitive, after an hour-long chase that took officers through the streets and backyards of South Redding neighborhood. During the chase through the Westwood neighborhood, a resident, apparently heard on an emergency radio scanner that police were looking for a man wearing khaki pants and a San Francisco 49ers sweatshirt. So the man wondered if police would notice him if he went out dies wearing the clothing of the suspect they were searching for. Yeah. Well, we noticed him, Sergeant Moravec said. Russell Spade, 41, of Redding, was arrested on suspicion of obstructing and delaying a police officer. Damn. You go to jail and you don't even commit a crime. What kind of shit is that? Playing with the law, bitch. You get your ass slammed, fuck around down here. Damn. Kicked by a horse. God damn, what? Somebody kicked by a horse. All right. Let's go on back to Pennsylvania, y'all. Shouts out to Easy Rider again. Well, we're in Allentown, where the union troubled, where the union is troubled by Eagle Scout projects to clean up park. Yeah, because in pursuit of an Eagle Scout badge, Kevin Anderson, 17. God damn, I thought fucking Boy Scouts and all that shit was for kids, but all right. Yeah, has toiled for more than 200 hours over several weeks to clear a walking path in East Allentown Park. Little did the do-gooder know that his altruistic act would put him in the crosshairs of the city's largest municipal union. Nick Balzano, president of the Local Service Employees International Union, told Allentown City Council Tuesday that the union is considering filing a grievance against the city for allowing Anderson to clear a 1,000-foot walking and biking path at Kimmett's Lock Park. Yeah, brother is getting sued for cleaning up somebody else's shit that you motherfuckers didn't want to take time to goddamn clean up. A motherfucking 1,000-foot walking and biking path.
The fuck?
All right, they do that only in America, though, people. Fuck it, let's go on back to my motherfucking Somali homeboys, you know what I'm saying, over in Kenya, Nairobi. Well, you crazy motherfuckers keep trying to goddamn take y'all vacationing asses in some fucking deadly waters. But, all right, niggas in Tampa killing your ass for $2 and a biscuit, goddamn it. Fucking tennis shoes, so better recognize, Somali ain't got no government. What the fuck you think they doing? Anyway, Somali pirates attacked the Marsk, Alabama for the second time in seven months. But guards on board the U.S. flag cargo ship repelled the takeover attempt. Pirates hijacked the Marsk, Alabama last April and took ship Captain Richard Phillips hostage, holding him at gunpoint in a lifeboat for 5 days. Navy SEAL sharpshooters freed Phillips while killing three pirates in a what the fuck ever daring nighttime attack. Man, they always try to make shit seem all the fuck ever. You bitches got all this technology. How in the hell are you telling me you can't get five motherfuckers with goddamn some 45 pistols and shit surrounding one goddamn white dude? The fuck kind of shit is that? All right. We got motherfucking missiles, though, that can blow your ass up in a 10-story complex and only affect your goddamn apartment. We got grenades and shit that they could have thrown around the water. And you know, depth charges. They could have threw a depth charge in the goddamn water. And then them motherfuckers would have been really fucked up for hearing, at least. Anyways. What else? Guards on board, repelled, blah, 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 fuck. Kiss my ass, punk ass bitches. Anyways, let's go to West Palm Beach, Florida, where I know some crazy shit always happens because this is Florida. And we get down like that. And, because a woman tries to kill the new husband twice. All right, people, look. One thing about Florida, and you get into relationships, especially with white women. White women is known to cut off shit that don't belong to them. Black women is known to take shit that don't belong to them, namely, and fuck it up. Namely, your cars, clothes, and anything they think tangible that's worth something to you. But this kind of takes the cake. Yeah, when you're trying to kill your husband and shit twice. And he's your new husband. All right, well, a Florida woman allegedly tried to kill her husband twice within a few months of their wedding before set up with a police officer posing as a hitman. Police in Boynton Beach said Dalia, whatever the fuck crazy name, Dipala Patito, tried to find a hired killer. Yeah, you know, I don't know. That could be a name, could not. Dipala Patito, something like that. Ending up paying someone who took her money and failed to follow through. Damn, I wish I was there. Hell yeah, bitch, where you at, girl? You say he at the Dairy Queen? Okay, I'm finna kill him after I leave the Starbucks. Shit, bitch, you see me go through the drive-thru and I'm going the other way. With your money, you lost. Anyway, ended up paying someone who took her money and failed to follow through. She then allegedly decided on a do-it-yourself killing and gave her husband, Michael, Antifreeze. Yeah, good old antifreeze concealed in tea from, guess what, people? Starbucks. But it tasted so bad, he spat it out. You. Oh, shit. Only, man. They ain't say the ages, though, people. That's probably some old people shit right there. And bitch done got hard up. She trying to go ahead and probably got a big-ass million-dollar fucking life insurance policy on his ass. Because if it's a new husband, you know what I'm saying? You know that's they go ahead and get them policies quick. Shit. All right.
My question is, how in the hell, don't they have a clause in the deal to be married so long? How of them say you just get married and then just off your husband like that? You don't want to get married.
You let a bitch stay in your goddamn house 3 months and see how hard it is to get her fuck ass up out of there. It's called common law. Everything that we deal with is common law. Common law marriage is common law living and everything else. After she stay in your shit over 3 months, I think it's 3 days. 3 days or 3 months. Any period over that, that bitch is a resident in your shit. Anybody is a resident in your shit. And you have to go through civil action to get them bitches up out your house. Swinging on them and all that shit ain't going to do nothing but land your ass in jail. So don't think that's a, you know, oh, fuck that, I'm going to fuck this nigga up. No, they going to actually fuck you up because you're going to be in jail and they're going to be pissing on your furniture and shit. And then probably leave by the time you get out, you know what I'm saying, after they stole all your shit. Or at least I would. Anyways. We're going to Jupiter, Florida, y'all, where fines for too tall grass range up to $1,000 a day. And places where motherfuckers don't even got grass at and shit. That, you know, hey, I don't know. But an overgrown lawn could cost a homeowner $1,000 a day. Yeah. A plan to quadruple the penalty from the current maximum of $250 per day. For a first time violation is scheduled for consideration at the town council meeting. A repeat violation by the same person would be boosted to $5,000 a day maximum. Damn, from $500 per day. If the code enforcement board finds that the violation is irreversible, the unapproved removal of an historic tree, for example, the violator would face a maximum fine of $15,000. The current maximum penalty is $5,000. So last year, Jupiter's seven-person code enforcement division collected about $39,000 in motherfucking fines, people. How do you do that? How do you collect $39,000 fines by riding around a bitch house talking about your motherfucking grass too high? Cut your goddamn tree limbs back. Or shake that bush up. Or you gonna get fined. Man, please. You don't stay the fuck out of my motherfucking yard. That's what you need to do. Stay the hell out of my goddamn yard. You know, you worrying about my motherfucking tall grass, bitch. I'm trying to grow the grass. The hell you talking about? Well, that'll be me cussing the ass out. So, sorry, y'all.
I'll be reading
about me in the nutty news and shit. Florida man cusses out code enforcement heavily over tall grass dispute. He says, fuck you, and go to hell with your short grass wanting to have ass. And subsequently, he's been arrested. Yes, looking at several charges and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, he stood up for himself. Fuck that shit. All right, y'all, let's go on and do one more. And we're going to wrap this thing on up in just a second. Because we're taking this to China, y'all. Oh, man, do I got my... Hold on, I got to find some ping-pong music for this. Ting-tang-tang-tang, ping-pong-tang. Let me see, I got some gong music. Bong, something like that. Hold on, let me bring 813 up here. 813, I see you. Hell of me. Go ahead, beam you up on board real quick before I get back into this nutty news. All right, 813, you in the building? What's happening?
What's going on, Bress? I'm trying to let you know my name Reggie T. I got some poetry I wanted to do on your show.
All right, well, live or you got some tracks or something?
I can live. I'll do it right now for you.
All right, where you from? I mean, I know you're in 813.
I'm actually calling you from Tampa, but I'm from Washington D.C. though.
Oh, okay, D.C. Shouts out to D.C. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. All my go-go's up there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Well, go ahead and run it, homie, because you cut into my news. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you cut into my news and shit.
Okay, this one I wrote for my daughter. It's called "It Ain't Easy." Yeah, I got a question. Do I look like I don't care about the people that I love in this world when I continuously do dumb shit and stay incarcerated? I mean, what kind of man am I to worry about cars and clothes and how many big booty holes I can conquer and get them to open their legs? Never stopping to think that I'm a complex individual. Shit, I'm even a little spiritual because I know that Christ came and died just for a nigga like me. A gutter, straight to the point type of dude who's been known to be a little rude when confronted with hard questions like, why? Why do I make my mama cry? And why do I keep having to wave goodbye to my daughter when she's leaving me once again with a tear-filled smile? Saying, Daddy, I'ma see you in a little while, like maybe on Sunday after church or Sunday when mama gets off of work so that maybe you can feel the pain of not knowing what I'm feeling inside. Well, baby, I bet you ain't know that your daddy's cried and almost died from the horror stories that I read on TV and read on the very faces of the people that can hurt you. What can I do or what have I done except be a puppet and had an illusion of fun when I tote guns and sell drugs to a bunch of people in the same puppet show? Tomorrow could be better for me if I can only learn to cut the puppeteer strings and show you what the love of a father brings when I become a responsible and respectable man. You see, baby, I just want you to understand that I fell for the complex plan that was ingeniously mastered by Willie Lynch 100 or so years ago. Although I'm not the only one, I got tricked anyway. Baby, I don't ever want you to think that what you have is a father that doesn't love and care for you with all my heart and soul. You see, baby, I'm really aiming for a goal, a day when you can trust that I'm there physically to help ease your pain. There for you, doesn't that sound strange? I mean, for years and years, I've allowed this game to keep me off balance in our relationship, with you always hearing the same thing, collect calls from a correctional facility. Well, baby, are you feeling me when I say I only want you to have those baby fat jeans and all the other things that make you proud that you got a daddy that made it all possible? Baby, I just want you to know my life can be sold up in my words just like an old blues song. Hard time have had a hold on me. You see, baby, I just want you to be free so that I can hug you and kiss you and tell you that you're special to me. Even though I've had hard times attempting to show you the love that you deserve. You see, baby, I learned that lies never seem to ease the pain that we feel on this earth, so I'ma stand up for my mistakes. Even as I hear how your heart breaks into a whole lot of pieces when you find out that I'm locked up again. Baby, I just want you to understand that it ain't easy. Because the streets was my father. Baby, I want you to understand that it ain't easy because my motto has always been fuck work, just hustle a little harder. It ain't easy when fast money feels so good to hold. But, baby, it ain't easy to know that you're 14 years old and pregnant. Thank you.
Damn. Yeah. That was deep, boy. Let me get your hand clap on that one, dog. Real poetry up in this mofo here, man. That's some real shit, man. That's
yeah, man.
I'm feeling it. How long you, that sounds like that come from, you know, your past and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that come from, I was incarcerated, but really it's just, you know what I mean? I did a lot of time away from my baby. I did 8 years, so. You know what I mean? That's something that, you know what I mean? I know it's a lot of black men, a lot of men, period, out there that, you know what I mean, had that missed their time away from their family, and it impacted them. It might feel good that you home now riding around and you can help, but, you know what I mean? But it impacted on your family, you know what I mean? And I know it impacted on mine. So, I'm trying to stay out here now.
Let me play something for you. Let me give you, this is my homeboy, E. Moore. This on the same level where you at right there. Coming back right at you, homie. This is Eric Moore, people. Verbal Ink. This is Misunderstood. Right here live on the motherfucking Starship. Smell it, cry. Check this shit out, y'all.
many are called, but the chosen a few. Baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you a cheater. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like you sweet, you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognized, real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I made you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
E more right there, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Moore, a.k.a. Mr. Verbal Ink, you know what I'm saying, it's going down. Appreciate that brother calling in, you know what I'm saying, giving us, you know what I'm saying, giving us some of that inspiration right there, you know what I'm saying, breaking us off with a piece of his mind. And, you know, today's show is about motherfucking Internet Gangsters, man. This is Internet Gangsters Wednesday. You know, all you motherfucking niggas up there trying to motherfucking make whole two videos and shit, you know what I'm saying, about other niggas, man. You niggas need to motherfucking get a job, broke bitches. Faggot ass niggas, man. All you hoe ass niggas from the Mill Gate Nation. Chester fucking Peter. Wheels Gate J. Out the fucking building and GIP. IGP, whatever the fuck your fat ass name is. All you lame ass motherfucking,
Timmy!
Acting ass motherfuckers, please. Bitches. Fags, man. Be my own boy DJ Part Time back up on this bitch. All right, back up on this motherfucker. Y'all got to finish this nutty news real quick. Wrap this shit on up. And go ahead and finish up what we do. You know what I mean? Right here live. Don't forget, right after this show, man, we take this thing all the way to California. You know what I'm saying? On 186 Point Deuce. It's going down real big with your host, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Representing that San Jose. And that's how we do. Shouts out to Bruce. Bruce. Boo motherfucking news. Huh? Yeah. Let's get back into it, y'all. We're going to China, y'all. Where Chinese diners eat live fish in restaurant. Bitch, ain't that sushi? The film in which a park-fried fish is shown breathing and wiggling on a plate as it is being slowly eaten alive in a restaurant has been posted on the video sharing website YouTube. In order to keep the carp alive, chefs cook its body but wrap its head in a wet cloth to keep it breathing before covering it in sauce and serving it on a plate. The YouTube video shows diners who are laughing and joking, prodding the fish while it is still moving before picking it apart with chopsticks. Ugh. That bitch ain't dead. You better take that fuck shit back. Ugh. All right, y'all. Let's talk about old fuck-ass Palin. Where Sarah Palin is no normal politician, and the Associated Press apparently going rogue is no normal book that she's fucking wrote. When the former Republican vice presidential candidate and former Alaskan governor wrote her autobiography, the Associated Press found a copy before its release date and assigned 11 people to fact-check all 432 pages. Reviewing books and holding public figures accountable is at the core of good journalism, but the treatment Palin's book received appears to be something new for the Associated Press, because the organization did not review for accuracy recent books by the late Senator Ted Kennedy, then Senator Joe Biden, either book by Barack Obama released before he was president, or autobiographies by Bill or Hillary Clinton. The Associated Press did more traditional news stories on those books. So basically, they just went in on her ass, you know what I'm saying? Because she lied and shit, you know. But anyways, fuck Palin. Breeze to nowhere, dumbass bitch. All right, y'all, and this is hopefully only in Ozark, Arkansas. Because police getting a little out of hand with tasers. Because now police use taser on a 10-year-old girl. Ozark Police Chief Jim Noggle says one of his officers used a taser on a 10-year-old girl who was combative when the officer tried to get the girl into a patrol car to be taken to a youth shelter. Noggle said that Officer Dustin Bradshaw went to the girl's home after her mother called police. According to a report filed by Bradshaw, the officer found the girl on the floor of the house screaming and crying. And that warranted you tasing a 10-year-old girl. Right. A lot of comments on that, people. Y'all can check that out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to La Habra, California. Yeah, we're in La Habra. We're stabbing suspect knocked out with a bench. Damn. Yeah, a man allegedly stabbed another man during an argument in a bar before being knocked unconscious by a Good Samaritan who came to the wounded man's aid. Jack Duke, 56, of La Habra, was booked on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. Duke got into an argument with a 44-year-old La Habra man and stabbed him in the lower back with a steak knife. A witness saw the stabbing occurring and hit the suspect over the head with a bench, rendering him unconscious. Damn. Nigga get hit with a bench. Nigga, most people get hit with chairs. He get hit with a whole bench. Damn. All right, y'all. Two more. We out the door. And this is Southside of my Seattle, Washington homeboys. You know what I'm saying? Well, a drunk ninja impaled himself on fence. Yeah. Police in Seattle said an intoxicated man overestimated his own ninja skills and impaled himself on a fence post. Investigators said an officer heard screams about 11:15 p.m. and found the man impaled on a spike atop a 4 to 5 foot tall fence. Fire department responders freed him. Damn. Impale people, that means he fell on that motherfucking shit and fucked himself up. Damn. Alright, Kung Fu Joe ass motherfucker. Alright, y'all, we're going to take this on to country ass Georgia. Last but not least, where a teacher is accused of putting a hit on a motherfucking student. Damn, you can't even go to school no more without a teacher trying to pop you off. What kind of shit is that? First the kids, now it's the goddamn teachers. What the fuck going on? A teacher reportedly has been placed on paid administrative leave. What the fuck is that shit? All right. Been placed on paid administrative leave after being charged with making terroristic threats against a 16-year-old student. Randolph Ford was arrested after being accused of asking the student at Mundy's Mill High School whether or not he was gay, threatening to hit the student, and later offering another student money to kill the boy. Damn. Citing a police report, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said Ford asked another student to put a hit on the teenager. The suspect advised the witness that he would pay him to kill the victim. Damn. Shouts out to the motherfucking M. Tigers, whoever the fuck y'all is, because, damn, y'all got motherfucking murderistic teachers and shit ready to put y'all down for the count if you don't get good grades. You don't pass this fucking test? I'm fucking putting a head on your ass. Fucking Jimmy, yeah, you're fucking going down for that F. Yeah. Well, I got your fucking, got your number, bro. Yeah. Well, anyways, people, that concludes another news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that shit. Get into this motherfucking real promo.
What's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police. You know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
That was real, bitches. It's going down like that, man. Let me get in. I guess I'll play one more commercial. You know, gotta get these sponsors out the way. Real quick, and then we gonna rep our motherfucking hood, man. Cause you know, this brother right here, I'm gonna end up playing. He been holding it down in the paint, man. So that's what we gotta do.
Welcome to Mel. That your record told in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car is a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like a liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow, before it's too late.
Engine killer.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh. All right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
It's real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out on my cops busting the motherfuckers and stealing reefer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then baking brownies and getting house to brownies and having to call the police on their motherfucking self. Man, that's too crazy.
Hey,
shout out to Aquafool, man.
A.K.A. Captain Grabber Booty, A.K.A. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride. Yeah.
The motherfucker keeps sending me that same goddamn dropping. Ain't no motherfucking ride, nigga. Ain't no ride. I only got fucking She's Ready and the other one. So I just want to fuck, you know what I'm saying, for them ladies out there. So, being Aquafool left me a motherfucking drop. Anybody out there want to send me a drop for the show, you know what I'm saying, I play before you mute. You can send it to smellybtr@live.com, SmellyBtr@live, LIBE.com. And, you know, I damn sure put it in the mix just like that, you know what I'm saying. Let's go, man, this is Aquafool. This is I Just Want It. Going down right here, Starship Smelly Prize, Record of Game Radio. Yes.
I'm gonna make love, I just wanna fuck.
when I'm rude. Call her out of name and do exactly what them freaks do. Damn, she act a fool. She a beast with it. Beast fat dudes on her ass and some nice titties. Lacking off some pheromones. Ain't no time to postpone. Say she ready now. Take her to the room and get it on. Your favorite position is from the back. Do you think you can handle it? Well, go ahead and turn around, pull off them panties, then all the lovers that you had, bet I'll be a fake. She don't care about the pain, little mama keep faking it. Like to watch herself, so she got a nigga taking it. She was doing things to me that I ain't never had yet. You know the sex the best when you're messing with a crazy chick.
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck. I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck.
She like it sweaty. She like it rough. She breathing heavy. She bought the nut. Went in the dresser. Grabbed the handcuffs. And said you won't regret it. You better man up. And what she did next? Something that I love. She went down. You know the rest, bruh. And when she came up, this is what she said.
I'm
My motherfucking nigga Deuce, man. Shouts out to Coco's Lounge. Each and every Tuesday night, man, holding it down real big. TampaRap.com. Make sure y'all check that out for, you know what I'm saying, artist interviews, profiles, and all that. And if you're an artist, you know what I'm saying, if you're looking for exposure in another area, you know, the accounts are free. You know what I'm saying? You can go there, set you up an account, post your mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? You can post all your links, post your music, post videos, photos. I mean, you really just don't turn the bitch into a fucking MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Use the motherfucker for the purpose that it is, and that's for networking. We got 5 minutes to get up out of this motherfucker. And let me see. I think I got one more for y'all. We got one more, then we're going to wrap this thing on up. So send a shout out to Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? And everybody who come through, man, you know what I'm saying? We represents John New, Juton. That K Jones that I play operating, that new pop, you know what I'm saying? Lou Paradise, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Lou. Shouts out to Ms. Mo Blue. Paziano, got, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them boys. Shouts out to Petey Wheatstraw. And actually, I'm going to end this thing with old Slow Cut, man. Let me let Party Time say his last 2 cents. You know what I'm saying? Party Time, go on and throw your last 2 cents out there. So we can get the fuck on up out of here, man. Okay. Party Time, you got last 2 cents to put in there? All right. Well, my last 2 cents is peace the fuck out. Stop being a motherfucking internet gangster, all you faggot-ass niggas. Get the fuck off the computer and get out into the world and see some real shit. Meet some real bitches, you know what I'm saying? Stop pulling on each other's dicks, you faggot-ass niggas. One-night stand-ass niggas with each other and shit. Kind of gay-ass shit is that? Anyway, we're getting up out of this bitch on a slow cut. No, fuck that. I was going to end this bitch with a slow cut. But this is what I'm going to end this motherfucker with. Because this is haters every motherfucking where I go. So, yeah, this is what B.O.B. tell y'all motherfuckers better than I can ever tell you. Fuck-ass haters, bitch-ass niggas. Peace out, y'all. Thank y'all for riding with Starship Smelly Prize. We'll be back with this motherfucker tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's going down. I don't even know what the fuck Thursday is, but it's going to be a wild day. So y'all come through. Don't forget, 186-point Deuce is following right after this show, each and every motherfucking day, man, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can got to convert it to your own time to check that shit out. And we also live on tinychat.tv/186Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to see us live on the motherfucking cam and network with a whole bunch of other people, man, that's going down like that. Peace out to tomorrow, people. And remember, don't be a fucking hater. Be a congratulator.
Sharp on my thing like a razor. Blade come clean like a shaper. So I guess I get a game of taper. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something. But can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokey dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. So folks be acting extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas there and these niggas there. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. I ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mother. And that just ain't a print on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Cause niggas that slip, they don't last long. We got them going down for the town. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down.
But they don't care. Bet you got you a bird and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house that ain't no me. Cause I'm more G, big boss of the south. Got more diamonds, got more wheels. Do more shining, stack more shields. I'm just riding straight profiling. Yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit. They with me, that's my clip. Shake them haters, watch me snap. Not all at once, suck my dick. They know what we came for. AK to yo. They got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down for the town. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Talking about you when I roll away. When I'm riding. around, you ain't even got a word to say. And you were telling your folks you're gonna murder me. Kept me going to the car, really heard the play. Y'all looking at a man, I'm looking at churn. Ball like a motherfucker, what is you doing? You all leave my city, long been ruined. Watch yourself, you coming down your churn. You know what it is, you been down that path. Getting the shit that these clowns don't have, like buying the ball and putting it on my cap. Hit around me, even on my staff. You a mama boy, nigga, you ain't too rough. Back in the hood, you didn't have no nuts. Me and my people used to beat you up. Now you all time to thank you too much.
Money. We got 'em going down for the count.